Aujourd'hui, une partie de la classe d'anglais euro des secondes A et B va vous parler de l'art du graffiti, ainsi que de ses artistes, ses particularités et son originalité, et ce dans le monde entier. C'est une bonne occasion pour découvrir un art contemporain qui nous est parfois inconnu. Ainsi, changerez-vous peut-être votre point de vue, ou au contraire, celui-ci se confirmera-t-il?
Thanks, girls, that was interesting.
It was kind of cool. Let's go to the source of the problem. Street art started in New York City, right?
That's right. Victor, Lucas, can you tell us more about street art in New York City?
Of course. In New York City, like in other big cities, there are a lot of graffitis.
Graffitis appeared in subway cars in New York. That's the beginning of modern graffiti.
This form of art is illegal because it destroys subway cars, so New York City made laws against tags and graffitis.
Today, there are a lot of urban artists who paint legally on walls in the street.
Like Lady Echo, Pixel Poncho, Wayman, Ro, and more. At the beginning of the street art, there were only young boys who tagged subway cars, because by night, nobody is in the subway.
Today, there are different people who express themselves. There are girls, boys, young and old people. For example, Lady Ayoko is an Asian woman.
In New York City, there are street art competitions. People can participate legally in those competitions. Moreover, people can ask for graffiti on the wall of their house to decorate dirty walls, for example.
So, graffitis are recognized as a kind of art in New York City. Graffitis are a part of the city of New York. There are graffiti all around the city.
But some people don't like graffitis, so the government fights against illegal graffitis and tries to erase all of them.
For example, Five Points, a big building with more than 100 graffitis, which is situated in the Queens district of New York, the owner of Five Points erased graffiti one night.
So we can say graffitis are ephemeral.
There's more to street art than what I thought.
That's right. There's a German street artist that does really cool optical illusions. And Lise, Anne, what can you tell us about Edgar Müller?
Hello. So we are going to speak about Edgar Müller, one of the world's top three-dimensional illusionists, and his beautiful art.
He was born in Germany in 1968. Even when he was little, he was always fascinated by art and painting.
When he was 16, he won his first competition of street painters, which was organized by his high school. Aged 19, he made a copy of Jesus at Emmaus by Caravaggio, an Italian painter.
In the following years, he entered plenty of international competition. In 1998, he won the title Maestro Madonnari. Also, aged 25, he devoted himself to street painting.
He was inspired by the three-dimensional trompe-l'œil painting. Now he continues this new form of art and he works to create his own style.
His form of art is really rare and difficult to make. It consists of making a drawing on the ground in the public places.
He uses the perspective in order to make a perfect optical illusion.
People have a really feeling of depth and of empty space, but the effect is visible only from a precise point of view.
We can see his work everywhere in the world. For example, the shark in Hong Kong, the cave project in the United Kingdom, lava burst in Germany, or duality in Moscow.
He is very famous for his painting called The Crevice in Germany, which is famous thanks to his making of on YouTube seen 8 million times.
He made a painting for a charity project called The Ark. If you want to see his projects, you can go on his website, Edgar Müller.
Because it's very interesting to watch the different steps and of the creation and how he works.
It's very impressive.
Salt and